Amplitude got an app now? Is Amplitude Slash for iPad? Amplitude Jimi Hendrix for iPad? What?
Oh, yo, speaking of apps, oh my goodness, yo, I found this shit. Is this shit with it? It's a modeling app, right? It's a like a brass modeling app. So they got like 10 different instruments. Why this shit is fucking $20 a piece? Like it's like models of trumpet. It's not like a sample. It's like the same way like they'll model like a synthesizer. They actually model instruments. So like, but like you can get 5 in a pack for $85. Like,
okay.
Prices.
Yeah. So about that is from the people that did the GeoSwim. That's what those are from. So that's actually the introductory price. So the bundle is gonna be nearly $200 just to bundle everything out. And you try to get them one by one, it'd be like $300.
Nah. What I said, like they was apps is going, They're gonna be there at $200. Like,
yeah. Wait, what's the name of that company? You remember?
Let me grab
it. It ain't the Swami, right?
Yes, the Swam. Yeah, Swam, Swami. That's, yeah, probably just gonna buy this shit. Like, cause like, not for nothing, I like the modeling shit. Like, anything like that, where it's like you can model like real horns, like, I will go crazy with that shit. Like, so.
Yeah.
But I'd rather just buy
that. Is dope.
So, cause that's, when you look at it, that's like, I would pay $170 for that on the computer. You know what I mean? Like, so that's not bad.
Yo, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Jay? What's up, man? What's up, brother?
What's up?
We just sitting here shooting the shit real quick, man.
Hey, man. How it's doing, all man? Good. I'm How good, man. I'm good. How everybody else doing? I know I got a bunch of snow. So,
same here.
Yeah, we were just talking about that.
Jay, man, what up, bro?
Not much, man. I'm just chilling, man. Like I said, you know, this has been like, you know, I get the honor of coming on with the people. So, you know, I've been excited about this all week.
Yeah. Man, it's an honor for us, brother.
Word.
Talk, man. Word. It's an honor for us, man.
Thank you for coming on. We appreciate it.
I mean, I'm watching y'all every Saturday anyway, so you know, this is just.
And we appreciate that too. More than anything.
Word. 100%.
Or like I seen you guys talking about it or the reviews, and then I'm like, but once I got in, I was like, okay, this is exactly what it was I thought it was going to be. Which is, I said, for me, I'm like. Once I figure out the code one time, I want to lock that in. I want to save them presets and get that locked in. So if I want this distinct sound, boom, I go to this preset and that's it. And I'm rolling. I ain't got to keep trying to remember. It makes it easier for me. And so I can save them presets. But, you know, yeah, we were talking about the prices going up. Like that introductory price is like, is high. But then the regular price is going to be like $90.
It's
the introductory price.
Like 29.
That modeling joint, the Swams. Yeah, that joint. Every one of them instruments is $20, and it's like 10 of them joints. And apparently, that's the nice price.
Oh wow!
The real price, so what you could do is you can get a package with 5 of them for $85.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so
they got two $85 packets. But you know, if you get them all at once, all together, you spend $200. But Jay was saying like this is the hey, holla at us now price before the price go up.
And that's on iOS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, but that's crazy.
But what it is, it's
not really used to them acting so pricey.
Yeah, no, it's out. It's on. I see
it is out.
It today on Instagram. It's like a brass modeling. Like I had the Korg Triton like years ago, and it had something with the string modeling and brass modeling, and that shit is different than when they just sample a horn, and then just replay a sample. They're modeling the actual. Like how the sound is gonna move, like through the air, like how it's gonna move through
what?
The, yeah.
Oh wow,
crazy. That's why each one of them is $20. Like I know the processing on that gotta be silly. You know what I mean? Like
yeah,
you gotta record that. You gotta record to audio. You ain't loading that back up as an AUV3 because
these are. That's what I was gonna say. These are Oh, they are?
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, like, I'm considering it right now. You know what I mean? Like, as it meets the rule. It's under 200, under 250. Like, so, you know, I mean.
That's definitely one I have to wait. You have to tell me, give me some feedback before I break
it. I'm going
to
check one out. I'm going to check the trumpet modeler because I got some Miles Davis vibes I want to get out. So, you know what I mean? Like, see how that rocks. And if that works, like, yeah. But I don't know if I'm gonna get all of them. Mm-hmm. I mean, cause I don't know, but me, I'm just the way I'm thinking, like, yo, I could have like my own like virtual brass band, like that's mm-hmm. how I'm thinking. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and like, you know, the chords and stuff and that I could throw in there, how that shit would sound. But like I said, I want to hear one. How does one sound? You know, you can get $20 out of me.
Yeah. Oh, no. Paco Bravo, he did a video on YouTube, and he actually used one of them.
Mm-hmm. And yo, the joints sound crazy.
Yeah.
But, like, to me, like, I don't know, like, how much, like, hip-hop I would make with it. I think it would be something where I'm making more along the lines of, like, if I'm, if I'm making, like, a sample.
Soundtrack.
That I'm gonna make a sample, something that I'm gonna sample. You know what I mean? Like, not necessarily making a beat with that, but maybe, right. I don't know. Maybe I'll make some real sample stuff. I don't know. Get my junkie
that's
XL on.
Exactly how I use the Geo Shred. I haven't used the sound on the, I resampled everything I pulled out of there.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't making that shit to put on the beat anyway. I was gonna resample that shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. It makes it more fun for me. I just like to sample everything.
Yo, you know what? I ain't gonna lie to you. Sometimes, like, I'll make samples, right? And I don't like them at first. I just found a whole like folder of samples I made probably like 4 years ago, and I'm like, oh, these dope. I'm about to sample them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you just say, like, yo, I'm looking back at the time, like, yo, thank you, cheese. You know, it's something I told myself I was gonna do, but I, like, you know, you start doubting yourself. You know what I mean? Like, nobody's gonna buy this. You know what I mean? Like, you know, so I just found these joints, but like I said, like, so you make samples, and then like you, like, sometimes like when I'm making it, I'll be like, oh, this would be a dope beat, but I try to put drums behind it, and it just don't sound right. But when you come back to it and you like speed it up, or you slow it down, you chop it up and rearrange it, then you be like, oh, like, it's mm-hmm. crazy, because you're like, man, I made this joint like 1 2 3 4, but then I turned it into like 2 4 3 1, like when I flipped it back around, and this is in 2 4 3 1 is how it sound better. You know what I mean? I know. I'm geeking right now, but I know you get me. Like, it's like,
yeah. We get you. Yep.
it's like you had a picture, you took a picture, but then you cut it up and then you rearranged it, and it was like, yo, it looked better rearranged. You know, than like on like a collage type thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, fellas, you guys have a good week. Thank you again for coming on.
Thanks for coming on, cool. Fellas.
Yeah, thanks for coming on, y'all.
We'll do it again.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, exactly.